does this. Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer say they're just like BJ Howes. Quality tools that never let you down. How's about we let you decide? Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer. For our podcast for Tuesday, the 4th of October, after a couple of days off.
Where we launch the text line.
Yeah.
0482 08 1077.
That's our new number. You can text us as well. You can call us. You can get us in contact.
No, you don't
us.
Call that number. You text
us. Oh, no, no. You can call us on 1333.
No, I didn't call the text number.
I didn't say 13353.
Yeah, I just said the number 0482 08 1077. You said you can call us. I said you can't on that number.
No, you can get in contact with us on 13353 or through socials or by texting us.
Yeah, but this, the idea of this was
to say that
the text number is 0482 08 1077.
Giving variety of areas in which way you can get in contact.
What else is on the podcast?
As well as that, if you're an Optus customer,
You may be a bit perturbed.
All the latest from Trevi Long, our tech expert. Went back to Monday, and you went to Moulin Rouge.
No, Moulin Rouge.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Oh, by the way, too, if you're an Optus customer and you're not happy, Jan, if you've been affected by the breach, we're going to speak with Trevor Long, our tech expert, with that story.
I wonder how you'd know.
Well, they sent you an email.
Do you have to wait until someone pretends to be you?
Like, no, they sent you an email, apparently, those who are affected.
They know exactly who it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, so anyway, we'll speak with Trev about that after 7:30.
Wonder if you've changed provider since this all happened. So if I was a customer and that I'd heard that, I don't know.
Or I know people have changed their passports.
I spoke to a young bloke who is just going to work now. He's just done computer science at university. Mm. He's come out of the university. Well, should we be doing something else?
Yeah, we are. But
I'll tell you a story about this computer hacking a bit later.
I'm all ears.
Hang around for it.
I'm all ears.
It's very interesting.
Okay, I'm all ears. 7:08. It is Paddy and Rob Palmer, as we said. Hey, Oh, by the way, you can text us too. And you can call 13353. We're doing something now. Or text us.
Yeah, because sometimes it's easier just to throw a rock and run away.
Yeah.
0482 08 1077.
And what we're looking at, mistaken identity. And this came about because I went back home to Thunderbird and caught up with all my brothers and sisters, 8 of them down there. Jeez, I tell you what a reunion.
Were you well received?
Very much so. There was
you
no...
like the golden child coming home? Was it prodigal son stuff?
There's no ticker tape parade, but anyway,
really,
I'll overlook that. You know, it wasn't equivalent to
no creditors with their hands out as you walked into town.
Unfortunately, I went under an assumed name, Robert, but my brother Mick, and he was telling because he used to work at a hospital, one of the hospitals in Bundy, and he said he said, "Oh, think about bloopers, but this is mistaken identity, and we want you to call on 13353 as if it happened to you,
or text
us, but." He was working at a hospital in Bundy and he looked down and he was an orderly and, you know, where they'd wheel patients from their room into the hospital theatre for their operation.
Always amicable people.
Very much so. Very, very polite. A lot of them are and friendly. Anyway, until this day. And then he looked down, saw on the name on the theatre list and he recognises a schoolmate. He thought, Oh, there's bloody...
He's going to have to maybe push an old schoolmate around into surgery.
Oh, that's Nick. I know him. What I'll do... What he did, he grabbed a knife from the kitchen, this big knife from this kitchen, and he walked into his room and with it, and he said, "I'm going to do the operation." Anyway, what happened, though?
Nick went white as a sheet.
Because it was the wrong guy. And he said...
He went into someone who wasn't Nick from school.
It wasn't his schoolmate. And he went, and this bloke went, "Holy shit."
Who the hell are you?
Because he was with this knife.
I'm going to do this operation. You'd freak out.
And, he said the bloke was absolutely himself. And he said, big mistake. So what we're doing, and I just laughed. I thought, oh, Mick, that is very funny. I'm going to look at that when we get back. Mistaken identity, what happened? Please tell us the story. 13353. And we've got Tiptoe Giant gift packs to give you. These creative spaces showcasing the coast makers and creators.
Yeah, for the kids.
Yeah, for the school holidays. Yeah, so 13353, or you can text us your mistaken identity. What happened? You're supposed to do the text number.
Oh, the text number is 0482 08 1077. That's 0482 08 1077.
Yeah.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
By the way, you can also text us on the show now.
We've got a text number.
Yeah.
How good is that? 0482 08 1077.
That's it. 0482 08 1077. Repeat that number again, Robert.
I'll give it to you again. Oh, it's zero. Can I say zero?
Ah, people say oh.
Okay. 0482 08 1077.
Or 0482 08 1077. So
harder to remember than it is to say.
What was that number again?
Put this number in your phone. 0482 08 1077.
Yeah, put it in the phone. So if you don't want to ring.
0482.
Yeah.
08 1087.
No, 1077. You numbnuts. Anyway. Oh, you can call us the traditional method, which
is
1-2-3-5-3.
That's easy.
That is much easier. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. You've got to say hello to your mum. You said you're going to say hello to your mum.
Yeah, I did. Hi, mum.
Hi, mum.
She'll be listening.
Yeah, 1-2-3-5-3 is the number to call. Or you can text us.
We had a big family lunch. You can text us on 0482 08 1 0 7 7.
So it's 0482. Then go 08 1077. Just text whatever you want, whatever we're talking about. Oh, by the way, too.
I'd like to see if it's actually working.
Yeah. So could someone text
us? Text.
Yeah. Mark Davies loves you, Robert. Patty, you're a flog. You want to ring up your gutless wonder, Mark Davies.
Come on, Mark.
Chloe, did you just write
stay
that in
on
there?
It, Mark, stay
did
on
you
it.
Just write, yeah.
I didn't. I just copied the messages in.
Oh, I've got messages. Stephen Fisher.
Morning, lads.
Fish the greenkeeper from Shelley Beach
Golf Club.
4 a.m.
Start sitting on ass.
Cutting grass.
Oh, Steve.
I like it.
G'day, Steve. I'm getting back to
do
Mark
that again.
Davies.
Love the greenkeeper from Shelley Beach Golf Club. 4 a.m. Start sitting on ass. Cutting grass.
Can you, Moe, Chloe, can you get Mark Davies? I want to speak to him. Go to the Tigers in 2023. Well, they didn't in 2022, did they?
Come on, Marky.
Nor did the Broncos. Go to the Dolphins. In 2023.
Any team you touch turns to poo. That's what happens.
Oh, go Parramatta. And you guys go. Oh, what a disgraceful performance. Finalists, grand finalists. Jeez, what a joke. Look, by the way, too, if you are travelling up to Queensland, which I did, we flew into Brisbane last Saturday. And, mate, we rocked up. We got about 9 o'clock. By the time we got out, it was 9:30. And we drove out of the airport at 9:30. It took us nearly 2.5 hours to get to the Sunshine Coast. I have never...
How long is it supposed to take?
About an hour. I've never experienced traffic as bad because they're doing all these roadworks and just the influx of people leaving Brisbane heading to the Sunshine Coast. But I've never experienced traffic after travelling all the time on the M1 into Sydney. Never as bad as the traffic as I experienced in...
I like that drive. There's that straight bit where you go and pay. Is it the Glasshouse Mountains?
Yeah, on the left.
And it goes up and then down and up and down. The road humps up and down.
Oh, it's all changed now. When's the last time you've been there?
Oh, that was a while ago.
Yeah. It's all changed.
90s.
They're doing all these roadworks. And, I've never been so frustrated in my life, mate. Oh, geez, I swore. I tell you what.
Doesn't take much to frustrate you.
No, I know. It was snail's pace. It was just bloody terrible. The whole way up. We left at Brisbane Airport 9:30, and normally to Bundy, takes about, it used to take about four-hour drive. We didn't get there till about 4:30. On Saturday, from 9:30 to 4:30.
That's what prompted the text from Mark, is that you just whinge all the time.
Oh, shut up. Shut up, mate. Oh, we stopped at Gympie. Outside of Gympie.
At the pub?
At this bloody roadside place. I tell you what, you go to Gympie, mate, that's a reason brothers and sisters shouldn't mate. Fair dinkum. Holy jeez.
So it's not just confined to Tassie.
Or Bundy. It's also to Gympie. Coming up, we've got the latest
Gympie's
news.
An unfortunate name, isn't it?
Yeah. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Look, we love music, love live music, and we're doing something for the bands of the Central Coast. This is really good.
Triple M's Unplugged.
That's right. On the last Friday of each month, Paddy and Rob Palmer's Unplugged. Now, if you're a band and you want to get noticed, all you got to do is head to triplem.com.au, upload your music and performance videos, and you can have the opportunity to come in to Triple M Studios and do an acoustic set for us on the show.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, it's really good.
I love
it's
that.
It's really good. Yeah, yeah. Because there's so many Central Coast bands, and like the avenues to get their music out is sort of, it's a bit difficult.
But the pub scene is where bands have always cut their teeth. And it's become harder and harder for bands to get into that because there's less venues where bands can play.
So, I know it's all done online, but it's good to have something local so you know, with all your mates can hear and all that sort of stuff. So it's Paddy and Rob Palmer's Unplugged. Just head to triplem.com.au. If you know someone is in a band, tell them, hey, listen, guy, Triple M's doing Unplugged. Last Friday of each month, we're going to get you in. Have a chat.
Just get the band back together.
Yeah, yes.
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
Do that.
How's about those mates who look after your tools? Steel, gas, BJ Howe's Metalland.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Have you heard of the Smile movie? It's a horror film.
No.
Well.
What's happened?
They've had some great advertising. Because what they did, there was a baseball game and they just had these random people in the crowd with really colourful T-shirts with smile written on them. Yeah. And they would stand there and just do like creepy smiles. Remember when the clowns used to come out and stand around and it was that thing where people would post videos of clowns just freaking people out?
Mm.
Well, this is the similar thing, but they just smile. So you photobombing, they're in the back of the news shots. I'll show you this little woman.
Oh, right.
So she's just standing in the background with this creepy smile on her face. And
is that
on
the go now?
And then smile on the T-shirt. And it was brilliant advertising because everyone went, what is going on here? So everyone started posting on social media all these weirdos smiling in the background. And so they're going to go and see the film.
So anyway. Is it out now?
It's out now at the theatres. Follows the life of a clinical psychiatrist who notices something unusual about a patient.
Use your vouchers.
Oh,
your $50 vouchers to go to the movies. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Or you can may want to do this because the course of making love doesn't always run smoothly.
Doesn't it?
Nah. A fact proven by a new survey.
Mm. Full of disappointment.
On the sex life of Australians, which has revealed the most common injuries.
Injuries?
Because sex toy brand Love Honey surveyed 1,000 Australians to gather the intel on bedroom disasters.
Yeah.
With a whopping 42% of us experienced an injury while doing the deed.
Hard to get injured in about 30 seconds.
Well, some even shorter. Pulled muscles, twisted ankles, hemorrhoids, and back injuries are the most common list.
Back injuries. Hemorrhoids.
Yes, proving that sex is fun, but a very, very dangerous sport. You know, you don't even get that playing rugby league. So
well, that's 80 minutes.
Yeah, I know. This is much
imagine
shorter.
Imagine the injury list if you went for 80 minutes.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Well, Optus has revealed how many people have had their personal identity data stolen. 2.1 million ID numbers exposed, about 150,000 from passports, 50,000 from Medicare cards. As Chief Executive Kelly Bayer Ross Marin said, people speculating about the nature of the hack were not talking from a position of knowledge. This man is...
From a position of knowledge.
Yes, Trevor Long, our expert from EFTM.
Head of the table.
That's right,
hello,
is.
Trevor.
G'day, Trev.
I'm going to say this very clearly, and I hope Optus has media monitoring on Triple M right now. She's a goose, that woman.
Okay.
Speaking from a position of knowledge, if we had information, then we'd have knowledge. They've provided bugger all information all week to customers and the media.
Yeah.
So she can take her position of knowledge and ram it.
Knowledge is the greatest of riches, Trevor. It can be neither plundered nor stolen and only grows in giving.
What have you been reading?
It's just that's a little philosophical wonder.
Wow.
I know. What was it again?
Yeah. I'm not going to repeat it.
Come on, repeat it.
Of a fruit juice. That's what that was.
Trevor.
It was out of the middle of a cookie.
Are you an Optus customer?
No, but in 2020 when we were, you know, stopped from travelling, I did switch around telcos and I chose Optus there once for a couple of months and then when the 5G iPhone came out, I grabbed a SIM card to test that. So I've been a victim twice here. I've been emailed from Optus two times saying that my information has been obtained by the hackers. So 9.8 million people are included in this. And even though Optus play it down, I come from a position of knowledge in telling you that when your date of birth, your address, your name, your phone number, your email address, which is 9.8 million people have had that exposed, when that's been given to scammers, you're in big trouble.
You're compromised.
Not good.
You get emails, you get text messages, you're going to be scammed. That's the problem. It's not just about identity fraud here. It's about being scammed over the months and years ahead, which is what Optus has caused.
Hey, Trev, I was talking to a young mate. He lives next door to me. He's only 22 years old. He's just graduated from computer science, and he's now just got a job protecting against cybersecurity. That's it. Thanks, Trev. Anyway, he's got this job at cybersecurity. He said that what he's learned, and through his people his age who are the ones that know all this stuff, is that this could have happened to any company and that securities are not really there. It's like,
are they vulnerable?
We've grown too fast and we have all this technological ability and sharing information, but we don't have the security backup to support it.
These companies need to spend big bucks, not just building the infrastructure and the security, but then testing it. You'll laugh at this, but there's a great role in cybersecurity called penetration testing. And what that does is it allows companies to go, listen, can you come and check whether people can get into our network? And that kind of testing is required at a grand scale. And you'll probably find that they weren't doing enough of that, if at all. And, you know, it was rookie errors that caused this allegedly sophisticated hack. But it wasn't sophisticated at all. It was poor. And I don't blame Optus's IT department. These things happen. It's annoying, but these things are going to keep happening. The only frustration I have is around Optus's handling of this for their customers and former customers.
Okay, Trev, if you received an email from Optus, what do you do? Because I'm not with Optus, nor is Rob, and as you said, you're not either at this stage. But if you did get an email, what is your next step?
So the emails were pretty clear. There was one of them which just said you were part of the compromise, and then there was the other one which I got, which said your license details or ID documents have been included. If you're in that second bunch, get on the phone to Optus and take up the offer of 12 months identity protection. That's a really good offer that they've got to ensure that people can't apply for credit on your behalf. Tick. But everyone who received that email needs to be hyper-vigilant about emails, text messages, and phone calls you receive from now on that may seem real, may seem familiar because they know your date of birth or month of birth or address or suburb. But they're probably scammers and you need to second guess pretty much everyone. So think about upgrading your internet security protection to include identity and link scanning, because those things are really going to help you avoid scams going forward.
Yeah, true. Some of the things that you need day to day as essential parts of living are things where they will ask you for identification for all this stuff, and people are still handing it over. Like, it was only 2 days ago I had to hand over information for something else I was joining, and you think, hang on, I'm just giving this to you and you're no more protected than Optus was. How do you know that your stuff's going to be safe? You don't, do
you? And unfortunately, we question that in our minds. We don't physically question it. So ask yourself why they're asking for this information. If they want your driver's license, show it to them. But if they go to write information down, say, wait, where are you storing that? You know, you have to ask these questions. It's actually, I don't have a problem with telcos having this information, because it's about law enforcement knowing who's on the phone to who when. Great. But how it was stored was insecure and unencrypted, and that's the bigger problem.
Is this a scam? I got on my email today, claim your $50 Lowe's reward. Now, I bought a pair of pajamas there last year.
He's still wearing them.
Is that a scam one, you reckon, Trev?
No, Lowe's, mate, they've got you covered. Get that reward at Lowe's.
Okay. I just said I wanted to
know. You can buy a whole new wardrobe for $50 at Lowe's.
Of course you can.
Mate, just don't forget, it's coming up to Christmas and they've got great Christmas jackets at Lowe's.
Of course I am. And if you want to find out any more info, if you're an Optus customer, get all the details from Trevi's website, EFTM.com. Trev, thanks for joining us. You take care, mate. We'll speak to you next Tuesday.
Cheers, boys. Talk to you then.
See you, mate. Bye.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
I went to with my daughter, Branny. I was supposed to go with Gwen, but she was committed to something else on the same night. You know when you organise something a way out?
Yeah, the love boat had started on TV.
Yeah, you have to pre-plan stuff. I said, babe, do you want to go and see the Moulin Rouge with me? She went, yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, it's on Thursday, the whatever it was.
Was it last Thursday?
Last Thursday. Mm. And she said, yeah, that'd be great. Anyway, the day of the show, I'd rang Gwen. She had made other plans, so she couldn't come.
Damn. Who'd accidentally. You take, then?
So I took my daughter.
Hey.
14-year-old Branny.
Did she like it?
She loved it. She loves the musical. So do I. The set was extraordinary. And she was amazing. Like, just the way they changed the set in such a short space of time. And you think they've got an eon of space up there, but it's just a stage with a backstage and that's it.
We've got our local boy in that.
Yeah, we interviewed him.
Yeah.
And it was really good. It was really, really funny. I laughed. They did a love song melody. What do they call it? Where they put different love songs all together.
Oh, a montage.
Yeah, love song montage. Something like that. Thank you. But we were watching it. We had these seats. And at the Capitol Theatre, there's no stairs down the bottom. It's just a sloping ramp down to your seats.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you were to drop a
Malteser
or a Jaffa. Jaffas were the ones, and it would just roll all the way down.
I've been to the theatre for a while.
Yeah, they sell all that stuff.
Well, they do.
In fact,
is it expensive?
It's weird because they only sell round things.
Oh, cool mints.
They've got chocolate balls. They've got, they've got mints. They've got Jaffas. They've got all that stuff. And Maltesers.
So they only sell round things at the candy bar. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
It is. And I think it must be because you can roll them down the aisle.
Yeah, and did you do that?
So we sat there and we had the Maltesers and we were just getting them out and I said, Brandy, you want some? So she put her hand out and I poured them and she's got them in her hand. That's like a few of them. And then one fell over. I said, oh, quick, get that. You don't want, you know,
rolling
Malteser.
Down the front.
We know you don't want Malteser on your seat.
Oh, nothing worse.
Because the chocolate would melt.
Yeah.
And look like you pooped yourself when you leave. So we had a look, and it wasn't there. It wasn't there anywhere. So I thought, oh, Branny, it must have rolled down the aisle. And we looked down the aisle, and she goes, yeah, that'd be cool. And I wanted to roll another one, but I didn't do it because, you know, that would be immature.
Very much so.
So anyway, I just checked thoroughly. I didn't want chocolate on my pants, and it wasn't there. So it was good. Anyway, we ran home afterwards, and Branny, we'd gone back to the house. Branny's gone to the bathroom to get changed ready for bed. She's come out and gone, oh, Dad, I found the Malteser. Got down the front of her bra.
Oh, no.
She's trying to get ready for bed. There's chocolate smeared all over her chest.
But you do, if you find a loose item like that, you tend to eat it. I always do.
Not once it's melted.
Oh, no.
You can't just get your clothing and lick the chocolate out of it.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, you can. If you find, if you've dropped something on your shirt, you go, oh,
and you find it later.
Yeah, you can eat that.
No, thanks.
Yes, you can.
And that's a wrap for Paddy and Rob Palmer. How's this for tools? How's that for steel? How's about gas? BJ Howe's Meadowland, Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.